love, struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. We got rules of engagement on this program, so here they go. Get out your Big Chief tablet and write these down. So first and foremost, here's how you interact with the program. It's real easy. You just send me a text message. That's all it takes is a simple text message. So on your smartphone or your dumb phone, the number you use is 33103, 33103. And then in the message box, you just type the word Mike. Or if you want to use Michael, you can do that. But start with either one of those words and type your message. You can tell me anything. You can ask me anything. And then go to this website. The website is michaelsaysgohere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. When you get to that website, you'll find several things. First, if you're looking for a local affiliate, when they air the program, when they might re-air the program, some affiliates do it later tonight. They do it on Sundays, whenever it might be. Some, like even in Denver, we have my flagship station here at Freedom 93.7 Real News, Real Talk. We air it twice on Saturday, then we move it over to another station, which is my weekday station, 630 KHOW. So you can find out all that information by simply going under the tab that says How to Listen. And then you'll see the social media icons for Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I'd appreciate it if you would follow me on Twitter at Michael Brown USA, and then Facebook and Instagram are both at Michael D. Brown. So go over and follow that. And then last but not least, let's talk about the podcast. The podcast on your podcast app, whichever one you're using, in the search bar, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Then you hit the subscribe button, and once you do that, you get all 5 days of the weekday program, and then you get the weekend program too. So more Michael Brown than you could ever expect you can just get by doing that. So those are the rules of engagement. Get busy and follow them, and let's get going. So today, there is a... I don't know why, but there's a the Republican primary going on in South Carolina. Yeah. Now, all you South Carolinians that are listening, you know it, and you've been inundated for the past probably week or so, maybe longer, with Trump and, oh, yeah, Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley's still running. I don't get that. I honestly don't get it. There are all sorts of theories, and we'll get to some of those theories in a minute. But I think the real question is, and this is kind of dangerous because, you know, I'm airing the program at noon East Coast time. Polls are still open. Who knows what's going to happen? But the question I think is, and this is the real question for what I think she should or should not do. Now, as I've told my weekday audience, and I want to make sure all of you understand, all across the fruited plain, flyover country, over on the left coast, over on the right coast, everywhere. Well, the right coast, you know, the east coast. Wherever you happen to be, I have said for, well, almost a year now, because we're getting close to the Super Tuesday, that I will support whomever the Republican nominee is. I don't care. I want a Republican nominee, whoever that might be, that can beat Joe Biden come November 5th. Because we can't keep going down the same path. I mean, maybe you're happy paying more for gas. Maybe you're happy. Oh, you say gas prices went down? Oh, silly you. You don't realize that gas prices may have dropped down from their highs, but they're still above where they were when Joe Biden took office. So, yeah, you're still paying more for gasoline. And then, of course, you know, unless you don't eat, you know you're paying more for groceries. And if you ever go out to eat, oh, my gosh. So I had dinner last night with these friends. I always like to tell you about dinner with friends. And my friend had, he had gone to North Carolina, not South Carolina, but he gone to North Carolina. And he went to a Five Guys. Now, I don't know whether Five Guys is in your area or not, but it was originally an East Coast chain of hamburgers. It's just a hamburger stand. It's another iteration of McDonald's. It's another iteration of Wendy's. It's another iteration of In-N-Out. It's an, I don't know, Burger King, and you name them all. He was telling me that, now, it wasn't a long ways from the airport, but it wasn't like it was an airport location, which, of course, anything that's close to an airport, you've seen it, if you've ever returned a rental car, oh, my God, I got to put gas in the car. So now you realize you're a block away from the airport or a block away from the rental return, and, oh, I'll just pull into this gas station. Then you realize, oh, it's $29.95 a gallon. Well, yeah, they're going to screw you because you waited till the last minute to put gas in your car, and so they're going to screw you. Well, same is true with hamburger stands. Oh, honey, I'm hungry. The kids are hungry. Can we eat somewhere? Oh, yeah, let's pull into this hamburger stand. Oh, it's a McDonald's right here next to the airport. That's great. Oh, yeah, the cheeseburgers, $19.95. Well, I'm not kidding. My friend goes to a Five Guys that is far enough away from the airport. I think he flew into Raleigh-Durham. That it's not considered really an airport location. He said he had a double cheeseburger, small order fries, and a medium drink. Any guesses on what those three items cost him? Now, when people start telling me stories like that, I it's a horrible habit, but I start jumping ahead, trying to calculate what's it going to be? What's it going to be? Is it going to be? And so I had a figure in my head. And I know you have a figure in your head right now, too. I was shocked. $25 for a double cheeseburger, what they call a small order of fries, which is their regular order of fries, and a medium drink. $25. Now, I'm sure there are all sorts of reasons. You've got supply chain issues. You've got fuel costs. You've got wages, you've got the overhead, you've got utilities, you have insurance, you have everything that goes into running any sort of operation, any sort of retail operation, whether it's a department store, it's a small convenience store, it's a bodega, it's an In-N-Out, it's a Five Guys, whatever it is. You have all this overhead. $25. That in and of itself is shocking, but when you think about the fact that, oh, what causes that $25? Well, yes, you have inflation, but it's all of the subcomponents of inflation that are everywhere around us. Now, I didn't mean to get off on that entirely, but, you know, I was just thinking about the whole thing with this presidential election coming up. We cannot keep going down the same path. And the path that we're going down is we're spending ourselves into oblivion. And both Republicans and Democrats, this is what drives me freaking nuts. Republicans want to spend as much money as Democrats do. They want to completely, I did a local story this week. It was a story out of the Wall Street Journal. We're just paying the interest. I know many people think, maybe some in this audience, think that we spend way too much money on national defense. Why national defense takes up the most, all my tax dollars go to national defense. No, actually, we spend now more money on interest payments for all the money we spent that we didn't have. In other words, the interest on the credit card. We spend more on that than we do on national defense. Yes, it is not sustainable. I heard a figure earlier this week that the Congressional Budget Office estimates that by the year, I think it was 2050 or something, we could be $50+ trillion in debt. That's an unfathomable number. That's money we can't pay back, that we will never be able to pay back. So you'll have to devalue the dollar, or you'll just have to get rid of the dollar. You'll have to just get rid of fiat currency and create some new kind of greenback. You'll have to do something. You simply, you'll never pay that money back. You could just pay it back as much as you want to, or you could just take all of your taxes and not get anything in return and pay everything on interest. No national defense, no roads, no bridges, no highways, no Social Security, no Medicare, no Medicaid, nothing. Just paying interest on the credit card. Good grief. That's why I say that I will support whomever the Republican candidate is, because we can't keep going down the same path. So the real question is, will Nikki Haley defy expectations and only lose by 20 points today? We'll see.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
New evidence suggests there's a shadow candidate running for president of the United States. It's not Joe Biden. It's not Donald Trump. No one is talking about this third candidate yet. But based on this candidate's track record, their victory could mean sweeping changes to your way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Many conservatives will be shocked when this politician enters the race. Who is this shadow candidate? And how could they transform America? A respected money manager from Palm Beach just shared the details in a free video that's going viral online right now. In the video, he reveals the identity of this shadow candidate, the big election twist that could happen by August 19th, and the five steps you should take to prepare. Be advised, this man's election forecast is controversial, but it's a real eye-opener, and you can watch it for free right now by going to electiontwist3.com. Again, that's electiontwist3.com. electiontwist3.com, sponsored by the Freeport Society.
Kevin Cry doesn't know what California's governor will do. The governor presides over the planet's fifth largest economy. Huge issues. He has L.A., San Francisco, China to deal with. The last thing he's concerned about is Kevin Cry. This is Shasta County. Seriously, don't believe the appointment nonsense. Ignore the lie. Recall Kevin Cry. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Hoyt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. A couple of you. Text message. Goober number 4735 writes, Michael, that order, the Five Guys order of a double cheeseburger, small fries, and a medium drink, that order in Cheyenne, Wyoming at Five Guys would have been around $23 with tax. Yes, it's near the airport, but then everything in Cheyenne is near the airport. The prices at Five Guys have definitely gone up, though, in the last 3 to 4 months. I haven't been to Five Guys in ages, so I don't know. But I knew the prices of everything. The price, my wife and I eat out a lot, maybe probably too much, but we enjoy eating out. We enjoy, you know, trying different cuisines and different restaurants and good food. And it's extraordinarily expensive to eat out. And I think about, you know, fortunately, I can afford it. But I think about people, you know, families that are struggling, paying to, trying to, you know, keep their kids in school and pay for them and, you know, feed the kids. You know, trying to feed kids is like, you know, trying to, I don't know, it's just, you got to keep shoveling it in all the time to keep those kids happy. And it's just awful. It's just not sustainable. At some point, we have to recognize that this is what people voted for almost 4 years ago. And we just can't keep doing it. So back to South Carolina. The polls in South Carolina right now, and the average of all the polls. Now, if you're new to the program, if you're new to me, you understand that I talk about polls in two ways. There are the daily polls, the weekly polls. There are all of those. We can look at any poll, and any poll is a snapshot that they take of that moment. And, yes, that's important because it gives you a snapshot of where you are today. But I think the more important part of polling are the trend lines. What was the poll 5 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, last week? What's it going to be next week, the week after? What's the trend line? That tells you more than a daily poll. Well, the polls have shown that Trump, who had an enormous lead in South Carolina, has gone from well over 30 points to around 25 points. And there's some, I would say, well-informed reporters think that Trump's lead has diminished actually because of his rude outburst about Haley's spouse. Back in February, what do I mean back in February? It's still February. Earlier this month, Trump, in his typical off-the-top-of-the-head way, where's her husband? Oh, he's away. What happened to her husband? What happened to her husband? Where is he? He's gone. Well, Nikki Haley's husband, Michael, like me, is a, not like me as a major, but her husband's a major in the United States Army. He's currently deployed in the Horn of Africa. And Trump appeared to be making a snide reference to the rumors that Haley's marriage is in trouble following more reports about her alleged infidelities in the past. Oh, my gosh. Do we really care? And let's be honest, Donald Trump, I don't think you ought to be talking about infidelity. I'm not sure anybody should be talking about infidelity. You want to talk about JFK and Marilyn Monroe? Let's talk about that. Haley has jumped on the PR opportunity, repeatedly trying to insist that Trump was insulting all military families. Now, I think that's been over-egging. But women voters... Now, all you ladies out there, women voters we know, don't respond well when Trump gets nasty. And there's an awful lot of military bases in South Carolina. But still, Trump being Trump, doubled down. Trump said, I think he should come back home to help her save her dying campaign. Now, he knows it doesn't really matter. He knows better than that. You know, Trump is the master troll. He's the absolute master at trolling people. But sometimes the trolling is, shouldn't be doing it. And I think in this situation, I don't think it's going to cost him the primary in South Carolina. I still think he's going to win. But I want you to think about how it's going to be reported by the cabal, by the combination of the tech giants, the ruling elite, and the dominant media. If Trump had a 30-point lead, say, a week ago, and then he starts attacking Nikki Haley's husband, And he starts threatening to, you know, if Nikki Haley, you know, if I win, I'm going to investigate Nikki Haley for wrongdoing or something. You know, that pisses off women. And so if, just if, he goes from a 30-point lead but still beats her by 25 points, the headline is not going to be, because this is how the cabal operates, the headline's not going to be that Trump beats Haley. It's going to be that Haley got closer. It may be a subtle shift, but if you're, and I'm not saying you are, but if you're a dumbass, you know, kind of don't really pay attention to the news, and suddenly you hear, oh, Nikki Haley got closer. Yeah, she still lost by, you know, 75-25 or whatever it might be. She still lost humongously. That's not going to be the headline. So I think he's still going to win today by a long way in her own state. Where she was a two-term governor. The Republican nomination process will continue to be a coronation. Trump will speak. I don't think he's done it yet, but today I think he speaks to the Conservative Political Action Conference, the CPAC conference in D.C., and no doubt I'm sure he'll make a bunch of outrageous comments that no other politician would dare say. And in fact, I think that's what attracts many people to Trump. Is that he says outrageous things that no other politician would dare say. Most of which are true, unfortunately. CPAC itself is yet another famous conservative event that has turned into a Trump fest. Haley may stagger on the Super Tuesday, which comes in 10 days. That's when 15 states are going to vote in the primaries. But honestly, she seems unlikely to win anywhere. And party candidates who cannot win a single state, let alone their own state where they were a two-term governor, do not become the nominee. Trump is Republican America now. And I think he has been for some time. And I think that, whether you like it or not, if you're in a position like I am, of my commitment is, I see that we have two coalitions. We've got the Democrat coalition over here, which has turned full-bore Marxist, in my opinion. And we have the dumbass Republicans over here. Well, I hate to say it, but if my choice is between a bunch of dumbass Republicans and a bunch of Marxist Democrats, I'm going with the dumbass Republicans. So that's kind of where we are. I think what is happening with Haley, if you look at her, and you can find these numbers for yourself. You can go to opensecrets.org. There are other places that do it. You can go onto the Federal Election Commission website. And if you, now you'd have to know the name, you'd have to recognize some of the names. But if you go look at some of those names, you realize the majority of her support is coming from Never Trumpers. Yeah? Come on, guys, stop it. The purpose for all of us ought to be let's defeat Biden this year. Text the word Michael to 33103.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you don't have Consumer Cellular yet, now is the perfect time to switch and save. For a limited time, new customers can get wireless service for as low as $15 a month for your first year. Yep, the same exact nationwide coverage as the leading carriers for $15 a month for an entire year. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com and use code RADIO15.
See ConsumerCellular.com/FirstYear15 for promotional details.
Success. It's discipline, it's teamwork, it's the drive and confidence and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. It's what Stifel has been doing for over 130 years. And it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management and investment banking firms in the industry. Stifel, where success meets success. Find a financial advisor at stifel.com. Stifel Nicolaus & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Thirty years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you. From the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, it's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Be sure and... remember, you can always text the program, text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. Tell me anything, ask me anything. I read every single text message. Can't respond to all of them, but I read every single one. And as I like to point out, text messages oftentimes, for those of you who have listened to me for any length of time, know that I tend to chase squirrels. Oh, man, do I chase squirrels. Well, I end up going down rabbit holes all the time, which, you know, I just have ADHD, so deal with it. So be sure and text the word MicroMichael and the number's 33103. Tell me anything, ask me anything. Get over to MichaelSaysGoHere.com, follow me on social media, do all of that, and subscribe to the podcast. Trump shortlist for vice president, he announced this week. Now, having literally been involved in politics since I was 6 years old, I don't put a lot of credence into these announcements about, oh, here's who I'm thinking about for VP. These are trial balloons. He's trying to see what the response is. Because there may be somebody else out there that he didn't name that he's really thinking about, but he wants to see how these fly. Let's test these names and see what happens. Byron Donalds, who's a congressman from Florida, Tulsi Gabbard, who's a former congresswoman from Hawaii, and a former Democrat, too, by the way. Kristi Noem, governor, Ron DeSantis, governor, Tim Scott, U.S. Senator, and Vivek Ramaswamy, a billionaire with a funny name. You got Vivek Ramaswamy, you got Barack Obama, you know, why not? Let's have another funny name up there. You know, as opposed to a funny name like Michael Brown, yeah. DeSantis has said that he is not interested in the position. I think that's probably true. Ron DeSantis probably is not interested in the decision. But speaking of Florida, let's go to Florida for a moment. There's a Florida bill banning social media use for children under the age of 16 that is headed to Ron DeSantis' desk for his signature. What is wrong with Republicans? I mean, I am a Republican. Sometimes I scratch my head like, what the F are you guys thinking about? The text of this bill creates a new section in Florida law that requires social media platforms to prohibit minors who are younger than 16 years old from creating accounts, and that the social media platforms, and again, we're talking about, obviously, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. What am I leaving out? Maybe they're even talking about Snapchat or something. I don't know. But it also prohibits anyone under the age of 16 from creating an account. Those same platforms are supposed to use, quote, reasonable age verification methods to verify the age of each account holder. Stop the presses. How? What is a reasonable age verification for someone under the age of 16? They might have a permit driver's license. They don't have a full board driver's license. Are they supposed to go to mommy and daddy and say, hey, can I get a copy of my birth certificate? Because I want to, you know, I want to join TikTok. And I got to prove that, you know, I'm over the age of 16. I mean, what? You're almost asking to prove a negative here, that you are not under the age of 16. And to provide, and this one is hilarious. This is like putting the cigarette warning on cigarettes. You know, the Skull and Bones, you smoke these, you're going to die of cancer. Well, you probably are. But if you're smoking cigarettes, I don't think that warning on the label is going to stop you from drinking. I always get a kick out of you. I go to the liquor store and I buy some nice tequila or some, you know, nice wine or something. And there's always the label about, you know, pregnant women should not consume alcohol. No feces, Sherlock. Really? I mean, how long have we known that? But no, we still keep warning signs on everything. And people still keep doing things that the warning signs say don't do. They want them to provide a disclaimer warning about social media being harmful to mental health. You know, I hadn't thought about it. Maybe I need to call Los Angeles and talk to Premier. Maybe we need a warning sign on this program. Maybe I'm harmful to mental health. Just saying, could be. And prohibiting the platforms from using design features that have addictive qualities. Well, wait a minute. Let's see. I had a dental procedure yesterday about 2 o'clock. And so it's only 10:30, 10:39 mountain time. So I still have about 4 hours to go. I can't drink like my normal Diet Coke for a 24-hour period. They don't want the dark coloring in the Diet Coke, and they don't want the carbonated water and stuff, so I'm drinking just regular old Propel sugar-free water today. Ah, it's delicious. I miss my Diet Coke. You have to put on the app, or you have to point out that using design features that have addictive qualities. Wait a minute. This program's addictive. I know it is because you're listening again. Television's addictive. Hell, cell phones without apps on it are addictive. Cell phones have become little handheld computers, and we're always texting. Texting has become addictive. Don't call me. I know I have a $1,500 iPhone Pro Max or whatever it is, but don't you dare call me. I don't want your call. Just send me a text message instead. I don't want to hear from you. Just send me a text message. You know, I do think text messages are wonderful because that way I don't have to have any interaction. You can just, and by the way, instead of all the niceties, you know, somebody calls, how you doing? Good to hear from you. No, you're just lying. Good to hear. How's the family? How's work? How's the weather? What's going on? Blah, blah, blah. What do you want? Just tell me what you want. Maybe I'm just an a-hole, but just let's get to the point. I got things to do. Now, violations of this new law, if it gets passed, would be deemed an unfair and deceptive trade practice, and the state of Florida could collect a civil penalty of up to $50,000 per violation. So if they fail to do one of these things, and you have, a 100 downloads of TikTok, I'm just trying to use numbers I can calculate in my head. Then now you have you've got a penalty, civil penalty. And if a minor account holder asks for their account to be deleted, or a parent or a legal guardian asks for a minor's account to be deleted, and the platform does not comply with that request within 5 or 10 days, it's going to be liable for $10,000 per violation, plus court costs and attorney fees. Man, do I have problems with this. And I know you may be thinking the number one problem I have is a concern about the First Amendment. Guess what? That's my second concern. My first concern is, whoa, time out here. And I'm speaking to every parent of a minor in your household right now. Do you not know what apps are on your kids' phones? Do you not know what they're doing on their phones? But, Michael, it's so hard. Oh, it's so much work. Really? You're a parent. You should have thought about that before you had the stupid rugrat. It's your responsibility to see what they're doing, what apps they're using, whether they're age-appropriate or not, whether they're spending too much time on their phone or not, whether they're using their phone appropriately or not. That's your responsibility, not the government's. And every single time that we decide that, but I can hear people out there now, all across the Weekend with Michael Brown landscape. But Michael, we can't do it. We got to have the government step in and do this because, we're just busy. We got to work, we got to pay. You keep talking about inflation. We got to pay for all this stuff. It's just hard to be a parent. We don't have time. In fact, my teenager's just out of control. Well, you know what? Sucks to be you. I don't want the government telling me how to parent. Should we have rules, laws against, physical and mental child abuse, whether it's sexual or otherwise? Yeah, we should. But really? Apps? We're going to criminalize the usage of apps by people under the age of 16? I want you to think just about the logistics of think about how you download an app. Now, obviously, I mentioned I have an iPhone. So if I download an app, I go to the App Store. I go to Apple's App Store. How do I prove that I'm not under the age of 16. Well, I can prove that I'm over the age of 16, but if I'm under the age of 16, how could I get by with that? I could think of about a dozen reasons to do it. Of course, I have First Amendment concerns. You know, children are entitled to the First Amendment, too. And they don't lose those rights just because they happen to be under the age of 18. They have constitutional rights, too. But there are other things about this law. Yes. Hang tight. So we begin with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103.
New evidence suggests there's a shadow candidate running for a president of the United States. It's not Joe Biden. It's not Donald Trump. No one is talking about this third candidate yet. But based on this candidate's track record, their victory could mean sweeping changes to your way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Many conservatives will be shocked when this politician enters the race. Who is this shadow candidate? And how could they transform America? A respected money manager from Palm Beach just shared the details in a free video that's going viral online right now. In the video, he reveals the identity of the shadow candidate, the big election twist that could happen by August 19th, and the five steps you should take to prepare. Be advised, this man's election forecast is controversial, but it's a real eye-opener, and you can watch it for free right now by going to electiontwist3.com. Again, that's electiontwist3.com. electiontwist3.com, sponsored by the Freeport Society.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
We'll be right back.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text word Michael to 33103. Text messages right on. Group number 1713. Parents need to step up to the responsibility of being a parent. Or this one from Goober number 1970. Mike, where do they get the age of 16? If a person can't be trusted to drink a beer or own a gun, how can they be trusted to know what's good for them? Yeah, let's move it up to 18. Let's just move it up to 21. Hell's bells, I think that most people's brains are not fully formed. People aren't fully matured even by the age of 25. Let's move it up to the age of 25. But here, listen to this. The specific mechanisms of this bill requiring users to upload personal IDs, documents, or other information, I think would cause manifest cybersecurity vulnerabilities. It would also obviously violate the First Amendment many, many, many times over. And, of course, it would be a waste of taxpayer money. Preventing minors from accessing social media and requiring age verification simply means that every user in Florida is going to have to upload a government ID, a face scan, social security numbers, or I don't know, any other invasive means to all these different platforms, including TikTok. So you can send that over to Communist China, which is, in my opinion, that's a basic, very basic, major, but basic cybersecurity risk. Age verification is identity verification, particularly when a parent needs to approve a child's use. The parent has to prove they are not only an adult, but the parent to the specific child that's wanting to use the app. In this zeal that we have, this goes back, I haven't mentioned this in quite a while, but this goes back to my theory that too many of us, I don't think it's you, and it's certainly not me, but too many people want to live in a risk-free society. You can't, or in a risk-free world. You can't. You have a carbon-based body. You have a physical body that's subject to injury, harm. I mean, hell's bells. I could fall out of this chair right now in this studio. I've got a high-top chair sitting here in front of my console, in front of my microphone and computers and everything, and I could tip this chair over backwards. It's a concrete floor back here behind me. I could crack my head open and die, and Jeremiah and Damien would be wondering, oh, well, he's not talking. What's going on? What's happened? We can't live in a risk-free society, nor do I want to. At least DeSantis has come out against the bill. DeSantis says this, I'm sympathetic to, as a parent, what's going on with our youth, but I also understand that to just say that someone that's 15 just can't have it no matter what, even if the parent consents, well, that creates some legal issues. Dang right it does. It creates serious constitutional issues, but I think beyond that, it's one more step toward this. And see, this is what I mean by Republicans sometimes are just as big a dumbasses as the Marxists over here on the left. What are they thinking? I know what they're thinking. Well, you know what? We got to protect these kids because parents are just busy. We got to take it on ourselves. We need to protect kids. No, actually, you don't. Parents need to protect their kids. And the fact that you think, as a state legislator, that this is a good idea and that you can better decide or put in restrictions that violate the First Amendment, that create all sorts of cybersecurity issues, that create all sorts of identity theft problems, that you think you're doing something good, is the perfect example of when people have good intentions, and it's a policy that makes us feel good, that's when you need to scream and run as far away as you possibly can. And I'm telling you that there are, as many times as I get vilified by conservative Republicans, of which I am one, for saying things like this, tells me that we're going off the deep end. This isn't conservative. It's certainly not libertarian. This is as bad as what Democrats do. If Democrats introduced a bill that said, for example, we want to, well, as Democrats often do with guns, we want to take away people's, you know, Second Amendment rights, and we want to restrict, you know, we had a really stupid thing happen in Colorado. In fact, I may tell you about that in the next hour. But it's an example of how Democrats so much want a nanny state. And what is a nanny state? Well, a nanny state is communism. A nanny state is Marxism. A nanny state is socialism. And I know that many people have become accustomed in this country to many socialist things, to many, frankly, Marxist and communist things. But at some point, we've got to recognize that we got to forget about, oh, well, Michael, it's Republicans in Florida, so it's okay. No. Just because it's Republicans does not make it okay. Instead, look at what it really does. And think to yourself, oh, yeah, I know it makes you feel good. And I know it's for the children. And I know it's supposedly going to protect them from harm and everything else. But no, that's not what we want. We want parents to be parents. And we want the government to focus on, oh, I don't know, maybe building some nice roads, providing more police protection, some, you know, nice fire departments, build a nice park somewhere. Governments ought to be doing government things. Government shouldn't be doing parental things. And I know that in this day and age, that may seem radical. That may seem like completely off the deep end. But it's not. Every time that a bill is offered, you ought to ask yourself this question. Does this piece of legislation enhance freedom, or does it restrict freedom? Because you'll find that 99.9% of the time, even if it's some conservative Republican offering a bill, if you ask a simple question, restrict freedom or enhance freedom, you might find yourself going, whoa, 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 time out. Thanks for tuning in. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. I might tell you about that Colorado thing. Hang tight. I've been buying gold as an investment and for protection of my assets for decades. And with volatility everywhere you look, I'm buying more gold right now. Global Gold Investments has an absolutely free gold guide that I want you to read. It's a great guide for buying gold, including how to convert your IRA or savings to a gold IRA, tax and penalty free. Global Gold Investments is my source for buying gold and silver. Give them a call at 855-910-GOLD, or better yet, go online, michaelbrowngold.com. That's michaelbrowngold.com.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DINOVITE.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DINOVITE for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DINOVITE.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Queen Dragons, or visit www.queenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Backed by popular demand, fresh and local flower powered by Pinnacle, Shasta County's premier local cultivator. Package fresh and daily with a wide variety and best prices and deals in town. And they can package larger sizes and quantities on site. Available only at the Queen of Dragons Dispensary. Winter hours are Monday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and they deliver. 530-276-977.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. South Carolina's Republican presidential primary kicking off today with only two major candidates left in the field, former President Trump and former U.N. ambassador and the state's former governor, Nikki Haley. Political analyst Chris Galdieri says today's the day that Haley hopes to make a dent in Trump's lead.
The big question is going to be, is his result in line with the polling that we're seeing that shows him with a blowout lead there, or is it going to be a much more modest victory like the one in New Hampshire wound up being?
All the polls indicating that the former president enjoys a substantial margin of support from Republican voters. Senator Tom Cotton says his concerns that the U.S. would pressure Israel to change course in Gaza have proven to be true.
I was saying this on October 7th and 8th, the very first weekend of this atrocity in Israel, that what Israel needs more than anything is time and freedom of action. Yes, it's important that we provide them with additional shells and ammunition, but what they need more than anything is time and freedom of action.
Meanwhile, Cotton says the U.S. has no business supporting a U.N. resolution demanding Israel abandon its plans to invade Rafah. Columnist Bethany Mandel says Michigan Representative Rashida Tlaib may be losing more support than she's gaining by siding with Hamas terrorists.
Only 24% of people in her congressional district approve of how she is as a congresswoman. 30% said they disapprove, and another 28% are neutral.
Mandel says pressure from Tlaib and other Muslims is behind President Biden's policies pressuring Israel to make various concessions to Hamas. Mandel was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. We've helped over 30,000 families out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. At Wesley Financial Group, we're dedicated to helping timeshare owners get out of their financial nightmare. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call now for your free timeshare exit information kit. 800-256-5533. That's 800-256-5533. 800-256-5533.
Another balloon intercepted over U.S. soil.
A small balloon spotted flying high over the mountainous western U.S. intercepted by a fighter jet over Utah. North American Defense Command fighter pilots sent to investigate the balloon determined it was not sent by a foreign adversary and poses no threat to aviation or the U.S. There's been heightened interest in reports of balloon overflights after the military identified and eventually shot down a Chinese spy balloon that crossed much of the country last year. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Another kind of border crisis.
Dogs are being dumped at the border by illegal immigrants as they cross into the U.S. National Guardsmen have been feeding and watering the dogs, but there are so many. Thanks to a rescue out of Florida, the numbers are dropping. Big Dog Ranch Rescue rescued 33 dogs from Eagle Pass, Texas this past week. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Western leaders have gathered in Kiev today to mark the second anniversary of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine.
We've just seen that the former UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has arrived. He was one of the earliest, staunchest supporters of Ukraine in the outbreak of this full-scale invasion. President Zelensky is also meeting current prime ministers from Belgium, Italy, as well as Canada with Justin Trudeau.
That's the BBC's James Waterhouse. Have an old-school landline at home? Well, you're part of a dwindling minority. According to the most recent estimates from the National Center for Health Statistics, about 73% of American adults in 2022 lived in households where there were only wireless phones. Landlines have practically reached the status of urban legend among many today. When it comes to age groups, a large minority were wireless only, except for those 65 and older. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I really do appreciate you tuning in. Appreciate you letting your friends and family know. Let your dog know. Let your cats know. Let everybody know. There are rules of engagement for this program, and they're pretty easy. I made them easy because, well, I tried to dumb it down to the lowest common denominator. First and foremost, if you want to interact with the program, send me a text message. So whatever you use to send text messages, the number you use is 33103, 33103. Then start the message with my first name, either Mike or Michael. And then tell me anything or ask me anything. I read every single text message. And I would remind you, too, if you happen to be listening on the podcast or not, you can text me anytime. I keep a tab open for text messages all the time. And so whenever I'm just putzing around, doing other work, show prep, whatever, I read text messages. I can't respond to all of them. I don't respond to many of them. But I read every single one of them. And oftentimes, you guys offer great show prep. Then go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. There you'll find a tab that says how to listen. That's an interactive map that shows all the affiliates all across the Fruited Plain. You can find a local affiliate when they air the program, when they re-air the program. Some of the affiliates do it live, some do it later in the day, some do it even tomorrow, the next day. So you can find whatever you need to find under that tab, how to listen. Then you'll find the social media icons. And, of course, I have a rule. You have to be over the age of 16. Not. And if you don't get that reference, you weren't listening to the last hour. Of Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Follow me on Twitter at Michael Brown USA. Go do that right now. And you can follow me on Facebook or Instagram. That's at Michael D. Brown. Couldn't get at Michael D. Brown on Twitter. But whoever has that, if you got that out there, give it to me. I want that name for Twitter, too, so I got them all the same. Then let's see, podcast. Simple rule on the podcast. In the search bar for whatever podcast app you use, I don't care, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Then hit the subscribe button. That gives you all 5 days of the weekday program and the weekend program, so you get all the Michael Brown you need and more. And more. That's great. And we don't charge you anything for it either. Yeah, we may start charging you for it, but I'm not sure. I'm just kidding. I do want to quickly go. I told you that there was this stupid thing going on in Colorado. And it has to do, once again, with the idea, does it take away freedom or does it increase freedom? But it has to do with guns. The Democrats, I call state legislatures, Politburos. Particularly in Colorado, you know, California, Colorado, Illinois, Massachusetts. What am I leaving out here? Obviously, New York. You know, all of the crazy ass, wild eyed blue states. Their legislatures are really just cauldrons of Marxism. So I call them Politburos. Well, the Colorado House Democrats in our Politburo, they literally killed a bill that would increase the penalties for stealing guns because that conflicts with their policy, their belief that in criminal justice reform, that they want to reduce the number of people going to jail. Okay? So you steal a gun in Colorado. Now, first, the current law is you steal a gun in Colorado. The penalty that you're going to face depends on the value of the gun. Now, I find that fascinating in and of itself. You give me a cheap, really piece of crap, snub-nose 38 caliber, you know, gun, and I can blow your brains out with that just as well as I can with a, you know, $1,200 or $1,500 44 Magnum. I can really blow your brains out with that one. But then I always question, who determines the value of the gun? Because what the value I put on a gun may be different than the value you put on a gun. We all think our guns are worth more than you know, we all think our homes. Just it's like Trump. Trump thinks that his properties are worth more than that stupid attorney general and that stupid judge think. Well, that's natural. There's nothing wrong with that. I want to sell my house. I think it's worth X. The realtor comes in and tells me it's worth Y. Well, wait a minute. Can we at least get it to Y plus, get it closer to X? We have an online website in Colorado called the Colorado Sun. It says, with no lack of irony or no sense of irony whatsoever, that Colorado Democrats killed a bill that would make it a felony to steal a gun because they don't want people going to jail. Huh? Wait a minute. I thought you were all about reducing gun violence. And we know that oftentimes guns that are stolen are used for violent acts. They're used in robberies. They're used in rapes, murders, assaults, whatever. You know, steal cars, carjacking. Stolen guns are, hey, you know what, sweetheart? Before we go to dinner tonight, let's stop somewhere and steal some guns. No, I don't want to do anything wrong. Oh, stealing the gun is wrong? Oh, gee, I'd thought about that. But I want to steal a gun and just take it home for safekeeping. You know, so in case somebody else might steal it and use it for something wrong. This is the insanity. This is the insane world that we now live in. But here's the coup de grace about this killing of this bill in Colorado. Democrats said, are you ready? They fear that if you make it a felony to steal a gun, that more black people might end up in jail. And that more people of color might end up in jail. Wow. They're actually saying that out loud. Oh. It seems awkward, very awkward, that they're now using color as a factor, or race as a factor, in determining penalties for any crime, worst of all, stolen guns. Typically stolen by criminals of all colors, intending to commit more crimes with the gun they stole. And, of course, we know that black-on-black crime is horrendous in this country. Don't believe me? Go look at the South Side of Chicago. But this goes back to my point in the last hour. Every time there's a bill introduced, you need to ask yourself, does it increase freedom or does it decrease freedom? Well, this bill decreases freedom. Now you may say, why, Mike? But it doesn't, because it doesn't increase a penalty. No, it makes it less. There's less accountability. There's less of a penalty if you steal a gun, and they don't want, and they want to keep a lesser penalty for stealing a gun because we don't want black people going to jail. I find that so racist. But that's what Democrats are. Absolutely, unequivocally racist. But, oh, you know, we're supposed to just kind of take things and accept them as they are. And, well, you know, let me ask this. I'm not sure I've ever been smart enough to be a liberal or to be a socialist or a communist or a Marxist. I'm just too dumb. So I don't understand how it helps anybody to impose say, 21st century standards of diversity, equity, and inclusion on the past. Now, you may have heard about the brouhaha over Google's new Gemini artificial intelligence program, which outright refuses to create images of white people, even in a historical context that would necessarily include them. Somebody asked Gemini to create an image of a pope. So they created an image of a pope, both images of which were black. That's weird, right? I mean, theoretically, I suppose we could have a black pope, or maybe even that, because one of the other pictures is obviously a woman of Indian descent. Indian as in India, not Native American. And we could obviously have a female pope, I guess. I mean, who knows? I'm not Catholic, so I don't know what you crazy Catholics are doing right now. But none of that's happened yet. That isn't what any pope who has ever, ever, ever lived looks like. So why does AI, artificial intelligence, think that a picture of a pope, hey, create an image of a pope, why do they make it a black pope? So then people tried various tricks to make the AI generate an image of a white person. Generate an image of a Viking. So we got four pictures of a black Viking. I don't see many native Swedish people or Nordic people who are black. They're white. I mean, there's nothing racist. That's just a fact. That's just a fact. How about this? Give me an image of someone eating a mayonnaise sandwich on white bread. So you get white bread, but only people of color eating white bread. Nothing worked. Now, these efforts and these images all went viral. You can find them all over Twitter. I may or may not have retweeted it on my Twitter account, so I'm not going to tell you can find them there. But you can find them on Twitter. But no matter how you ask it to depict white people throughout history, Google's Gemini AI program would not go for it. As far as the AI is concerned, white folks simply are not a thing. Kind of weird, isn't it? Text the word Michael to 33103. Now, humans might think that might be great, is it?
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
It's discipline, it's teamwork, it's the drive and confidence and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. It's what Stifel has been doing for over 130 years. And it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management and investment banking firms in the industry. Stifel, where success meets success. Find a financial advisor at stifel.com. Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews for our show Ask Elle right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m., brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
Think about it. Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. How does erasing racism stop racism? We keep trying to change our history, which ironically is one of the things that Michelle Obama said when Barack Obama first won back in 2007, before he took office in 2008, was that Barack believes that we need to, you know, change our history. Really? History's history. Some history is good, some history is bad, but history is history. And yeah, we got some pimples on our butt of American history. But we ought to recognize them and realize that, yeah, we made some mistakes. We kind of screwed some stuff up. But that doesn't mean we should go back and try to change it. What we should do instead is to learn from it. But I know that's asking too much, considering the ADHD-addled brains that consume most of American media today. So the efforts of this guy to get Gemini, the Google AI platform, to produce pictures of what are typically white people, always produce people of color. And no matter how you ask it to depict white people throughout history, that AI platform simply wouldn't do it. And I know a lot of people, not necessarily in this audience, but I think a lot of people in general might think that might be great. Well, you know what? They're racist. So they're fine with erasing white people from the past, from the present, and from the future. But nonetheless, as society becomes more and more reliant on these kind of freaky-ass algorithms, it seems like a bit of a glitch to pretend that 70% of the population of the United States simply does not exist. We do. I'm a dumb white guy. I exist. The AI is only as good as its programmers. And I think this is a perfect example, a perfect reflection of creator bias. These guys, these gals too, male and female, of all colors at Google, have a bias. They have a bias that's reflected in how they write the algorithms for this particular platform. These guys dream of a world without evil, you know, white crackers like me, except, of course, for their own wonderful selves, if they happen to be white. And this is the product of all their work. Now, this is the latest example. We've been seeing it in entertainment for years. Now, there's nothing wrong with diversity in principle. Diversity exists, whether we want it to or not. Diversity is good. You know, I love, just as this may seem like a stupid comparison or stupid analogy, but just as I like to experience different things in life, so it is with the people that I encounter. I like talking and learning from people from different cultures, from different backgrounds. And by that, I mean different backgrounds of socioeconomic status, cultural status, racial status, every kind of diversity thing that you can think of. It's a wonderful thing to experience. It's stupid to force it because it naturally exists. You know, we've been seeing this forced diversity in entertainment for years. And the controversy over things like black stormtroopers in Star Wars or black Norse gods in Marvel movies was, overblown. But then, that was in the universe a long time ago, then the liberals went nuts. Cleopatra is suddenly a black woman. Middle Earth has been integrated so thoroughly even Samantha Bee can't stop it. Sir Isaac Newton has been magically transformed into an Indian fella. An entire generation is being taught that human history is a Benetton ad. That's maybe too old of a reference. Benetton, remember those commercials? All of that's counterproductive. Really counterproductive, considering that these same libs are not going to shut up about all the bad things that white folks have done throughout history and how every white person alive today is somehow complicit in it. Isn't turning George Washington into a black guy actually letting the white guy off the hook? I mean, if George Washington was so bad, if the founding fathers were so bad, then how is it turning them into black founding fathers? How's that good? How does that erasing, if any racism, and I know racism does and has existed, but erasing it has to stop it. You know, the great thing about being a leftist, a liberal, is that you really don't need to think about anything. And since this story broke, Google has gone into full retreat. Gemini, that AI platform, no longer generates images of any human beings whatsoever. And the engineer in charge of the project, he's deleted his social media and is not talking to reporters. Way to go, Google. Yeah, only after you got caught. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. What about...
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Success. It's discipline, it's teamwork, It's the drive and confidence and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. It's what Stifel has been doing for over 130 years. And it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management and investment banking firms in the industry. Stifel, where success meets success. Find a financial advisor at stifel.com. Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster is proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
At Stifel Nicholas, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicholas. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Here's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Sincerely appreciate you tuning in. I want to switch gears for a moment. I came across this story in the Wall Street Journal, and I will tell you that I am, we're going to talk about the death penalty. I don't want to bury the lead here. We're going to talk about the death penalty for a moment. I have a friend in Oklahoma who's heading up a commission to study the death penalty in Oklahoma. And I didn't take the time before the program to check to see the status of what they're doing in Oklahoma. But I know that as they've studied the death penalty, they are coming to the conclusion that perhaps they ought to eliminate the death penalty. I've always been pro-death penalty. I've always thought that there are certain just horrific cases that call for people being put to death, that we don't have an obligation to incarcerate, feed, clothe, house, whatever, take care of their medical care, everything, for the atrocities that they commit. I mean, for example, that's not a good example. I was going to use the 9/11 hijackers, but that's not a good example because I don't think that was not a U.S. statutory criminal act. That was an act of terror that falls under an entirely different set of rules and statutes and regulations. But let's take the theater shooter in Colorado. If you don't remember the case, this kid takes semi-automatic weapons, may or may not have been AR-15s, I don't recall in particular. But when I forget which Batman movie it was, but this has been years ago. At the midnight premiere, when it's first released, so there's a midnight showing of the day that it's going to be released. The theater's full, and he walks in, or actually he sneaks in a back door, and starts firing on people in the theater. Kills people. We had a murderer, a mass murderer in Colorado, who decades ago took people into a Chuck E. Cheese freezer and shot them to death. Then you have, for example, people who are serial killers who rape and kill women. There are just some atrocities that I believe deserve the death penalty. And then I think, but there are situations where we're not doing the death penalty right. And so maybe we ought to actually, as my friend is doing in Oklahoma with this commission, reviewing the death penalty to see if it, you know, maybe it's, I've heard arguments that it actually costs more to put someone to death because of all of the appeals, all of the court costs, everything, as opposed to just incarcerating that individual for life. Some situations that very well may be true. And in the story I'm about to tell you, that indeed may be the case. The headline is this. Listen closely. After 43 years on death row, a serial killer faces execution. The story comes out of Boise, Idaho. The defendant, the serial killer's name is a guy by the name of Thomas Creech. I know nothing about his crimes other than what the stories are saying about them. But he's 73 years old. He was sentenced to death in 1976. Before Jimmy Carter, who is now the longest living president in American history, he's been on hospice for what seems like forever, is slowly, slowly, slowly dying at home. This guy was sentenced to death in 1976 before that guy, Jimmy Carter, became president. He is set to be executed this coming Wednesday at the age of 73 after one of the longest waits of anyone currently on death row. Now, obviously, this is an extreme example in which decades I'm not laughing about the crimes. I'm laughing about the stupid situation here. It showed how many delays. It's unfathomable to me that someone convicted in 1976, I would tell you what I was doing in 1976, but that would date me. You think about what you were doing in 1976. Some of you weren't even born in 1976. This guy's now 73 years old. I only point that out because he's been on death row for a total of 43 years. Now, what did the prosecutors say? Brandy Jensen, who's the daughter of one of the people that was killed by this guy, says, Thomas Creech is a manipulative serial killer who only values his own life and continues to believe he should never pay the price for his horrific crimes. It's time to end this 43-year-long nightmare. I would say that many of you would agree with that statement. In fact, I would say 43 years, it's time to end the 43-year nightmare also. But then the real question is, first, let's go back to this daughter of the guy that, one of the guys that he killed. I am completely sympathetic with her feelings. In her opinion, it indeed is time to end this 43-year-long nightmare. Can you imagine this family having dealt with every parole hearing, every time that he has an appeal, everything that goes on for the past 43 freaking years? It is absurd. And it is time to end the 43-year-long nightmare. The question then becomes, how do you end it? Do you really put someone to death after 43 years? They've been sitting in jail for 43 years. Do you now give them the juice and put them to death? Or do you admit that, wait a minute, that's cruel and unusual punishment? That's a violation of the Eighth Amendment. I'm sure that's been part of his appeal. You can't keep me on death row for 43 years. At the same time that, of course, he's fighting being put to death. The average time that people spend on death row before being executed has been increasing ever since the death penalty was made legal again back in 1976. It hovers around 20 years, according to the Justice Department. In 1995, the average elapsed time between sentencing and being put to death was 5 years. In 1985. You remember how I talk about polls and we look at trend lines? If you look at the trend line of the average elapsed time between sentencing and execution, it has been steadily increasing. Oh, there's little dips here or there. In 2000, it increased to about 10 years. And then in 2008, it had dropped down to about 8 years and has been climbing again to where in 2020, it was close to 20 years. So the average in 2020 was 20 years, and this guy's been on death row for 43 years. Now, lengthier appeals, changes in laws, changes in technology, cases have to be reexamined. Some cases, sentences end up being overturned. Do you know that prisoners over the age of 60 now comprise more than 25% of the state-level death row population? And that population in this country is about 2,300 individuals. In 2017, state penal officials in Ohio called off the execution of a physically debilitated 69-year-old because they couldn't find a vein to give him the juice. Alva Campbell was the guy. He died of a terminal illness before his next scheduled execution. Now, remember, this was in 2017. The next scheduled execution was in 2019. He died before they could do it. It's almost like the stories you hear of where we do everything we can to keep somebody alive so we can put them to death. So as these delays and the wait for execution begins to get longer and longer and longer, the average age of the death row population is aging also. Now, where before it was, well, ages 18 to 29 is virtually zero. Ages 30 to 39 is not even, maybe 250. 40 to 49 is well over 500. 50 to 59 is well over 500. And 60 and older is well over 500. So it's just a question. It's just something I want you to think about. Because I'm thinking about it. At what point, is there some point in someone sitting on death row where you finally say, wait a minute, you know what? The guy's 100 years old. Are we really going to do it now? Or maybe we ought to just get rid of the death penalty. Or maybe we ought to change the appeals process for those who do get the death penalty. I mean, there are all sorts of ways to deal with the issue. I just found this particular case particularly interesting. And yes, it's an outlier. Totally it's an outlier. 43 years? Good grief. At some point, you got to make a decision. Curious what you think. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. I'll be right back. With inflation still running high, how do you preserve the value of your dollars? Do what I've always done and buy gold and silver. Global Gold Investments has an absolutely free gold guide that I want you to read. It's a great guide for buying gold, including how to convert your IRA or other savings to a gold IRA, tax and penalty free. Global Gold Investments is my source for buying gold and silver. Call 855-910-GOLD or go online, michaelbrowngold.com. That's michaelbrowngold.com.
Hello, America. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you don't have Consumer Cellular yet, now is the perfect time to switch and save. For a limited time, new customers can get wireless service for as low as $15 a month for your first year. Yep, the same exact nationwide coverage as the leading carriers for $15 a month for an entire year. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com and use code RADIO15.
See ConsumerCellular.com/FirstYear15 for promotional details.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
A
This is Carl Bott.
And Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Get to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Follow me on social media. Chaos erupted at a town hall in Queens. The host, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. A bunch of protesters began heckling her. This happened Thursday night. The event was billed as a discussion about environmental justice. But it ended up spiraling into a shouting match between her supporters and constituents of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who were mad about her inaction to halt the invasion of illegal aliens at the southern border. I love this. Because here's someone who espouses, oh, we have to be compassionate and caring and let all these people in and let, you know, all you working schmucks, you pay your taxes so we can house, clothe, feed, take care of the medical problems, educate, everything else of people who come here illegally. So you keep working to pay for all of them. And she's one of them. She's one of those people that want to do that. And here are some of her constituents yelling at her because she won't do anything about it. One attendee in a video can be heard shouting that all you care about is illegal aliens and their votes. You don't care about your constituents. Now, I know you know that she's a nut job, but do you know that she's actually aligned with the far-left Democrat Socialists of America? She's actually a part of that organization. So, when I talk about Marxists that are in Politburos, well, that's true for Washington, D.C., too. She has seen an uptick in protests at her town halls with voters especially animated over her actual opposition to curbing all the mass illegal immigration. She said this, doing Trump impressions isn't how we beat Trump. Seeking asylum is a legal right of all people. No, it's not. Let's be very careful about the use of the term right. Asylum is not a right. Asylum is something that Congress, through the legislative process, can offer to certain people under certain conditions, even limited by time, limited by numbers, everything. It is not a right. It is something that's granted by law. Now, she says, doing Trump impressions isn't how we beat Trump. Seeking asylum is a legal right of all people. In the face of authoritarian threat, we should not buckle on our principles. We should commit to them. Let me interpret that for you. People who face authoritarianism in other countries, who face tyranny in other countries, she says, have a right to seek asylum in this country. Well, actually, let me rephrase that. She says they have a right to asylum in this country because their country's a crap hole country. No, ma'am, that's not correct. They don't have a right to asylum. They might have a right to apply for asylum, but they can do that in their country. If they live in a crap hole country like Yemen, yet let them go to, we don't have an embassy in Yemen, obviously, but we would have a representative embassy, so maybe it's the Swiss embassy. Go to the Swiss embassy in Yemen and you can apply for asylum there, and we'll check it out, and we'll see what kind of background you have, and we may or may not grant you asylum based on the number of people that we want to let into this country at any given time. These people are nuts. She went on to say that the mere suggestion is outrageous and the president should refuse to sign it. What's she referring to? The fact that Biden is thinking about enacting new restrictions on asylum seekers. Huh, really? You mean that demented old fart's thinking about, someone's read the poll numbers to him and someone has said, hey, Mr. President, listen, you're in the tank when it comes to illegal aliens invading this country, and voters are shedding you like crazy. They're running away from you. Well, maybe I should do an executive order. Illegal immigration is the top concern. It's never happened in my entire lifetime. In my entire lifetime of politics. It's almost always the economy. James Carville was right at least one time in his life when he said it's the economy, stupid. Today, it's illegal aliens. It's illegal immigration. 65% of Americans believe invasion is indeed the correct description for the Biden-created illegal alien crisis. The protest at her town hall is hilarious.
A lot of environmental justice positions, to clean the air in our schools and also to implement climate policy in the education space. In 2020, the CARES Act passed, in 2021, we started to see a lot of different
My name is Jonathan Dick Bernalco.
What's interesting about this video, which I know, obviously, I know you can't see, is she was having it videotaped because, you know, she wants to be able to use it for a campaign or whatever. And the camera goes back and forth between the protesters starting to stand up and starting to shout, you know, all you care about is illegal aliens and their votes. You don't care about your constituents. And then it goes back, the camera pans back to her still standing at the podium. And she still has her little pointer still pointing at the screen and just standing there like, oh, I don't know what to do here. Isn't it funny that when protesters show up at Capitol Hill, the liberals get all pissed off? And then protesters show up at their town halls and they get pissed off? Protesting's a right. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103.
New evidence suggests there's a shadow candidate running for president of the United States. It's not Joe Biden. It's not Donald Trump. No one is talking about this third candidate yet. But based on this candidate's track record, their victory could mean sweeping changes to your way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Many conservatives will be shocked when this politician enters the race. Who is this shadow candidate? And how could they transform America? A respected money manager from Palm Beach just shared the details in a free video that's going viral online right now. In the video, he reveals the identity of the shadow candidate, the big election twist that could happen by August 19th, and the five steps you should take to prepare. Be advised, this man's election forecast is controversial, but it's a real eye-opener, and you can watch it for free right now by going to electiontwist3.com. Again, that's electiontwist3.com. electiontwist3.com, sponsored by the Freeport Society.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4444. 4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.